Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Bubba, Cranks, Cleveland.
Laundromat.
How are you today? Hello.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm excellent. My name is Mark. A lot of people call me Bubba. I use your laundromat all the time. I just want to let you know that I love your laundromat. I think it is the best equipped and the cleanest laundromat in all of Cleveland. I think that's awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
I do have a little bit of an issue though. I'm missing a sock from my last visit, and I'm hoping you can help me find it. Did you have any socks that went unclaimed? And let's say the last week.
We have many socks that go missing here at the laundromat.
Yeah, I'm very, very particular about my socks. So it's a very, very specific sock. Do you mind if I describe it to you? Do you have what do you do with all your socks unclaimed?
Sir, I'm going to stop you. There are so many single socks here that I don't even know how we could find it.
So it's mid-calf. And at the top of the mid-calf, there's a red line across it, you know. And the cool part about these socks is there's no seam at the toe. So do you mind taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule at the laundromat and maybe go through your pile of socks? So red seam maybe across the top, but there's no seam at the toe, which makes it really fantastic.
What do you mean there's no seam at the toe?
Yeah, that's what makes this sock so incredibly special, is that it is a seamless sock. There's no seam at the toe. So they're super comfortable.
I don't think they even make those.
No, they do. In fact, that's what I'm missing. I was at your laundromat. I did loads of laundry. I made a mistake. I was in a rush. I normally fold there, but I didn't have time, so I just threw everything into a basket. When I got home to do my folding, that sock was missing, and I need it back.
Sir, so you're the one that lost your sock.
I lost my sock. I lost my own sock while I was doing laundry at your laundromat, and I would like for you to go through your missing sock, your lost sock, your leftover socks, your left behind sock pile, and see if you can find my sock, and I would be glad to come back and pick it up.
We don't even do that, sir. That is asking me to take so much time out of my day.
But that isn't your property. That's my property. The missing sock is my property, not your property. Do you ever hear of something called a lost and found? Have you heard of a lost and found?
Sir, yes, I have heard of a lost and found.
Do you operate a business?
I work here. Yes.
Okay. So once again, red seam across the top, no seam at the toe, which makes it a very special sock.
Sir, I don't know when you were in here last, but there are signs that say if you're doing self-laundry, that this is your responsibility and we're not responsible for any lost or missing items.
Okay. While I understand that, I've lost and I'm missing an item, so I need my sock back.
I'm so sorry, sir. I know that's really frustrating for you, but that is not something that
it's
I'm going to be able to help
you with. It's a very special sock. Very special.
I understand it's very special, sir. There are lots of people who have special clothing items, but since you did it yourself, I cannot help you.
Hang on. By the way, stop. You're great. My name is Bubba. I'm calling from 100.7 Star, a radio station in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I place prank phone calls to Cleveland, Ohio. Bubba Cranks Cleveland. You just have been cranked.
Oh, gosh. Well, you said your name was Bubba?
Yes, and the name of the show is Bubba Show on 100.7 Star, and you have been cranked.
Bubba, why?
Because, you know, people in Pittsburgh like messing with people in Cleveland, so why not?
Oh, my God. What a waste of time.
Yeah, but listen, think about your amazing customer service. You stuck on the phone with me when you could have bailed, and I appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you, but I do have customers now, and this is a big waste of my time.
All right, well, listen. Well, now you're going to be famous in Pittsburgh on 100.7 Star. Just listen to us on the Odyssey app. Maybe you'll hear yourself, and you'll be a big star in Pittsburgh.
Oh, God, I don't want to be a star in Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much for being a good sport about this, and there's no sock missing. Although you probably have lots of socks missing, just one of them's not mine.
Yeah, I can tell you that. That's for sure.
Bye! Great sport. Great sport.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.